Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
So there was a conversation that we had yesterday, and ironically, it bounced back and it's trending today.
People are listening to us. We've got our finger on the pulse of all that's happening the globe over.
I don't know about that, but here's the conversation we had.
If you know someone is in a relationship, but you insist on hitting on them anyways, that's all you know about you.
You know what I always thought was a fascinating term? Innocent flirting. What is innocent flirting? People always say that, oh, it's innocent flirting. Well, no, because if you know that somebody's in a relationship and you're flirting with them, then it's really not innocent. I don't know. For some reason, I always thought that was the most awkward phrase. Innocent flirting.
Flirting is reciprocal, right? So, I mean, making a pass at somebody, hitting on somebody is not just flirting, right? I mean, if you're the only person putting it out there, then that's not flirting. Flirting is back and forth.
Right.
Yeah.
So, trending today, which made me giggle when I saw it earlier, was the term micro-cheating. And if you're not familiar with the term micro-cheating, because I was not, here's the internet doctor explaining it.
But when we look at micro-cheating, basically what it means is this. It's doing something that may open a door to another relationship besides the one that you're in right now.
It's innocent flirting.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we've used this before under different names. Emotional infidelity, that type of thing, right? I mean, digital infidelity, too, with people. You know, this has been going on ever since people had dating apps, right? People have been doing the flirting thing and then the affair, the online affair, where they don't actually meet, but they talk about everything else.
Right. So I read this whole article about micro-cheating and trying to really understand what they were saying. And the best example they gave was, if you are out with somebody, right, like you're at a work function and it's just you and all your coworkers and you're talking to a coworker and it's quote unquote like innocent flirting and your husband walked in or your boyfriend walked in or your significant other walked in.
Sure.
And all of a sudden you changed the way you were talking to those people.
Oh, yeah.
You were micro cheating. That's what you were doing. So if it's anything that if the other person found out you were doing it, they would feel uncomfortable and they would feel hurt.
You know what? I mean, I think a lot of people have done this, even if you're not doing it now. Like, I think a lot of people have done this or experienced that feeling at one point or another. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I wonder, like, where's the boundary on that? Because I get it. And I don't know. I feel like at this point, I've been married a long time. Like, I just go.
What does that mean?
It means like I would never even realize if somebody was flirting with me.
Right. You wouldn't entertain the notion.
No. I just kind of go through my life the way it is, and it kind of goes over my head in a lot of ways, I think.
But there's a whole lot of people out there, too, that they've been married for a long time, and they think, like, that's normal.
Which
like, to
strange.
Do the micro-cheating thing, to do that flirtation thing.
I think it's a personal thing. Like, where do you draw the line? What do you think is micro-cheating? If you found out that your significant other had, you know, how they call them like work husband or work wife, right?
Sure.
Maybe in some people's eyes, that's micro cheating. That's somebody that you technically could be attracted to, but they're my work spouse, but that could be micro cheating.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I think anything that, like you said, it opens the door to something else, to the possibility of something else. Therefore, you're already putting yourself in a position, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because what if all of a sudden it goes from words to physical action and somebody is going to open up that door?
Well, right. It's like the doctor said. It's like the internet doctor just said, like, if it's something that opens the door to the possibility of
that's
something
right.
else happening, that's micro-cheating.
Mm-hmm.